On a vote of 5-2, the board agreed to accept an outside advisory group's recommendation to postpone putting off a tax issue, originally projected for this fall's ballot, until sometime in 2013. Board member Gary Baker voted against the recommendation, arguing that the district should take advantage of the big turnout projected for the presidential election this fall, a strategy he says worked in 2004 and 2008. Board member Mike Wiles also voted against the recommendation after failing to get support for a proposal to postpone the operating levy but move ahead with a construction bond issue. He says he agrees with the advisory group's belief that the district will be able to put together a more detailed case for the operating levy with more preparation, but he thinks the district should move quickly to capture good bond rates.
It's going to cost us 2.5% minimum for increase in construction costs by waiting a year. And, you know, the interest rates could quadruple in that year. And we're just costing taxpayers a ton of money that we don't need to cost them.
Board President Carol Perkins voted to postpone the tax issue, but agreed with concerns that putting off the levy gives the district a smaller window of time to gain voter approval.
It's a risk. All of it is a risk. We could lose in November as well. We really need to be able to get to the heart of what matters to this community. But I think each and every time that we go to the ballot, regardless, it's risky. We've seen it happen with other school districts. They thought all of their stars were aligned and had to return again, and in some cases, again.
Superintendent Jean Harris refused to speculate whether recent allegations about attendance record manipulation could have hampered efforts to pass the tax issues this fall. She does say that the district could use more time to prepare a more detailed presentation for the public about three proposals the district wants to focus on.
And those three ideas were the expansion of preschools, an innovation fund that would pair low-performing schools with schools that were higher-performing, and then a principal leadership program that we are already starting with the Ohio State University, but that we want to extend. So the committees are meeting to help us to flesh out further those ideas.
Harris says district officials are already lining up meetings to flesh out those proposals and could start work as early as next week. I'm Allison Holm, WCBE News.